Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Second season masterclass from Magic Mane by Henry Jackson. Some players take a while to adjust to the club of Liverpool's stature. With the enormous pressure on them every minute of every day, something they cannot cope with. For Sadio Mane, however, his Reds career could barely have got off to a better start, having arrived in relatively low-key circumstances last summer, with the 25-year-old labelled as just another Southampton player. Some exciting pre-season performances gradually saw him gain admirers. Then, on his official Liverpool debut, Mane decided to score a goal of the season contender at Arsenal, weaving past challenges at breakneck speed before firing a stunning shot into the top corner with his weaker left foot. From that point on, the Senegalese superstar never looked back and produced one of the most impressive first seasons in Liverpool history. That may sound like hyperbole, but he really was that good. The deserving winner of the Reds Player of the Year award, Mane added something that no other player in the squad can provide. His pace is up there with the most electrifying in the Premier League, the timing of his runs is often perfect, and most importantly, he is a superb finisher. So many speedy, tricky, wide players fall short in that area, with their legs often working faster than their brain. But barring Daniel Sturridge, Mane is the Liverpool player you'd most want to take a chance at a key time. 13 goals in 29 appearances was a more than impressive goal tally for the wide man, but it was his all-round influence that was most noticeable. With him, Liverpool looked the most entertaining team in the country, capable of ripping any defence to shreds. Without him, they often looked toothless, one-dimensional, and craving their most dangerous player. While Mane's debut campaign was one to treasure, he should still only improve from this point on. In a lot of ways, his season was disrupted due to Africa Cup of Nations duty and a season-ending injury against Everton on April Fool's Day. Hence, just 29 matches in total. That is nothing. Should Mane avoid serious injury, a Michael Owen-esque hamstring tear would be disastrous, the sky really is the limit for one of Liverpool's most effective wide players since John Barnes. Once again, that's not hyperbole. There were times in the 2016-17 season when he genuinely looked unplayable, with top defenders powerless to do anything about his devastating movement and ability to interchange with those around him. The home game against Arsenal in March stands out more than most. Not only did he score and register an assist, but he ran the show throughout. One piece of skill to bamboozle the dependable Nacho Monreal summed it up, with the Gunners defender made to look like the pub player who only got home from his night out 3 hours earlier. Liverpool supporters certainly underestimated Mane's brilliance prior to his arrival, despite him scoring 3 times against them in 2015-16. But they know now how integral he is to Jurgen Klopp's future plans. Felipe Coutinho may be the one who oozes bordering on world-class brilliance, and Roberto Firmino and Adam Lallana are favourites of Klopp's, but Mane is the man the Reds can least afford to lose. If he stays fit for the whole of next season, there is absolutely no reason why he can't score at least 20 goals and be in the running for Footballer of the Year. His ceiling is frightening when you consider he could still be a few years from the peak of his powers. There may be some who are wary of Mane enduring a difficult second season at Anfield, but there is absolutely no reason why this should happen. He hasn't come from a foreign league and is therefore not at the risk of being found out. He's now in the Premier League for 3 years and he's only getting better each season. And he appears to be a calm individual who won't allow his ego to get in the way of his development. The importance of trying to sign stellar names such as Virgil van Dijk, Mohamed Salah and Naby Keita is undeniable this summer. But keeping Mané fit and getting the very best out of him is as vital as anything. There is talk that Klopp is set to switch the African from the right-hand side to the left in order to accommodate the incoming Salah. It will be fascinating to see how he thrives there, should it happen. Even the biggest Mané fan prior to him joining Liverpool wouldn't have expected him to be just this good in a red shirt. But he is proving to be one of the best signings the club has made this century. Some former Liverpool players have ended up failing to kick on in the past, but with Mané, his unruffled style makes you have total faith in him knuckling down and reaching that next level. He may not be the global name that some of the Premier League's finest are, but he can be as influential as any of them next season and beyond. Expect fireworks in 2017-2018. Just reading that has me absolutely buzzing for next season to see this player, this fantastic footballer that Liverpool did acquire in the last summer transfer window, along with at least two other excellent footballers. So we have a couple of things that we can take from that. One, Mané is a wonderful footballer and more of that anon. But two, we should probably all have a little bit more faith in the fact that it is very, very early days. And, you know, the last time we went and tried to do business in the summer transfer window, it almost ended up with the kind of signings that could possibly have pushed us over the edge into a proper title challenge if it hadn't been for a horrible run of injuries. Anyway, back to Mané himself. And as Henry says, it's the combination with him. It's the skill and the pace. But there's also this wonderful attitude that Henry doesn't actually mention there. He talks about his laid-back attitude. What I like about Mané is the edginess that he brings to his performances. He's narky as all hell out there on the pitch, and I think that's wonderful. That's exactly what you want to see. I said that yesterday, and I think it was Leanne's Ray Chan piece. Both players have that ability to, show a harsher side to them if they have to. And you know what? If you were a betting person, he's got to be worth a punt, doesn't he, for Player of the Year next year? Given the sample size we saw, 28, 29 games, and you look at what he produced in those, if we had a full run of a season, or the guts of a full season, 45, 50 games from Mané, imagine what he could produce, imagine what he will produce. And I don't think there's a whole lot of doubt about that. So yeah, roll on next season, and roll on Mané, and hopefully the Egyptian fellow on the far side opposite him. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.